Now we move to a new session. Deuteronomy, chapter number 2. Now, I want you to listen carefully. Deuteronomy chapter number 2. No city shall be too strong for us. Deuteronomy chapter 2. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness. So this is a new section for those of you who are dividing the things into sections. All right. This is now, no city shall be too strong. All the rest is something, I mean, I don't know what it is. You can write what you want. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. As the Lord spake unto me. This is Moses recounting. And we come past Mount Seir for many days. We went around Mount Seir. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, you have come past this mountain long enough. Turn northward. So this is the first point, all right, that I want you to see. One of the reasons why people do not or possess the land is right here. So number one, going around in circles is the mistake of many. Going around in circles. You've gone around this mountain called Mount Seir too long. Amen. How many days? We come past Mount Seir many days. All right? Command out the people, saying, you are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir, and they shall be afraid of you. Take good heed unto yourselves there. Now notice, going around in circles. If you are going to possess the land that God is giving to us, going around in circles is not going to take you very far. What do I mean by going around in circles? When you look at your life, you can see sometimes that your life is going around the same spot over and over and over again. And sometimes you need to accept the fact that you are going around in circles. Yes. You're going around what? In circles. And you see, compassed. Change the version. Can you change versions? Change versions. We circled Mount Seir. Circles. Now, the truth is hard. It's difficult to look at the truth. You get it? It's not easy to look at the truth. But there are times you need to look at the truth and see that, you know, we are not moving forward. My life is not really moving forward. I'm just going around the same thing in circles. And if you want a major change, you need to take a major decision. Major change. Major breakthrough comes from major decisions. Now look at the major decision that came up. Deuteronomy chapter 2. Are you there? And verse 2. And the Lord spoke to me saying, verse 3, you have circled this mountain long enough. Now turn north or head north. Clear guidance from the Holy Spirit. Now turn north. Amen. There are two types of born-again Christians. Those going around in circles and those going north. How do you know you are going around in circles? You know you are going around in circles when you come to the same spot again. Next year by this time, no one here will be found in the same spot again. I took a decision. For instance, a conference like Give Thyself Holy Conference. This year may be the last year that we may do it. You'll be surprised. I'm in Ghana. Yes. You may be surprised. Turning north. Yes. You see now? You see that it strikes you. Sounds different. Many people are going, I'm not saying if I do that decision, I would announce it at the conference, but it's likely to be the case. You hear an announcement. Going around in circles. You see churches having conventions. Give me a chair. You see churches having programs, you know, from one program. Okay, let's do a convention. Thank you. Let's do a convention. Then we come back. Then you go on. You do a convention. You know, then we do another little convention. Pour some oil, throw a handkerchief, mantle, drink some, do this. All the time. Going around in circles. Bless me, bless me. Come on Sunday, another person is coming to bless me. And you see the churches going around in circles, going around, not moving north. Yes. That's the truth. That's why in the first chapter we don't have convention. We have salvation rallies. You have gone around this mountain enough. Yes, head north. We've had enough of this. Bless me. We come for another blessing. Receive it now. Take this. Take this. It's good though. But at a point, it's going around in circles. Maybe the salvation rally will one day be going around in circles. Yes. Turn north. You were in American camp. You are here. Also. Were you in the Swiss camp too? You were in Korea. You see? You are going around in circles. From one program to another program, another program. You keep going from program to program to back to church to a program, back to church to a program, back to church to a program. Church, program, program, church, church, program, program, church, church, program, program, church, church. And you love the Lord. That's why you keep going around. It's like you want to move. Going around is different from going straight. If you were working hard in wherever your mission is, you may not even have time to come to Korea, to come to here, to come to America, to come to Give Thyself Holy, to come to this, to come to that. You may not even have the time. Yeah. True or not true? True. Yes. My lay counsel, Danny Paul, I told them, you know, I said, look, head north. Head north. Yes. Enough circles. So now, I've given them a mission. I said, do this. Just go for it. Some of them were coming. They were coming with me to Korea. I said, don't come to Korea. I will give you work. You will not have even the space of time. You won't get the chance to come. Because all your 3 days will be gone. Because now, I'm taking the lay pastors. I'm taking on the lay pastors as people that are of a higher responsibility for them to do what they can do for God. Oh, yes. Yes. I'm giving them a higher mission and higher involvement. Yes. Where is Kabi? Is it not true? Have I not given you? What did I give? What work did I give you? I gave you a project. To do what?
To build a church in Haiti.
Yeah, so go and build a church. Go and find all the troubles, all the things that we do. If you like, buy the land and then the money gets finished and somebody has taken the money and say the land is also for someone and there's a confusion over the land. Then you see Pepe. Yes.
More grace.
Yes. Join and do the work. Yes. I have a builder's board of divided the lay pastors. They called last week, so we want to know where to build. We are rallying ourselves. We are going to build. We are building. And more of them, I'm giving them a higher mission and higher involvement. Yes. Where is Kabi? Is it not true? Have I not given you? What did I give? What work did I give you? I gave you a project. To do what?
To build a church in Haiti.
Yeah, so go and build a church. Go and find all the troubles, all the things that we do. If you like, buy the land and then the money gets finished and higher mission and higher involvement. Yes. Where is Kabi? Is it not true? Have I not given you? What did I give? What work did I give you? I gave you a project. To do what?
To build a church in Haiti.
Yeah, so go and build a church. Go and find all the troubles, all the things that we do. If you like, buy the land and then the money gets finished and somebody has taken the money and say the land. A higher mission and higher involvement. Yes. Where is Kabi? Is it not true? Have I not given you? What did I give? What work did I give you? I gave you a project. To do what?
To build a church in Haiti.
Yeah, so go and build a church. Go and find all the troubles, all the things that we do. If you like, buy the land and then the money gets finished and somebody has taken the money and